Okay, there's been a lot of talk this week about the freedom of the press. Do you think we have a free press in the UK?
It depends what you mean by freedom. I mean, there is a problem in that much of the press in the UK is controlled by a very small number of rich, powerful people, one of whom, Rupert Murdoch, isn't based here at all. I mean, he's not a citizen of the country. So in that sense, it's not free in the sense that it's not widely owned by a whole range of different people. It's fairly free to say what it thinks, and there is quite a range of opinion in the UK press. I mean, you will get all political shades, more or less, except really strongly left-wing views. You'd have to buy the Morning Star or something for that, but you can find it. So in that sense, yes, we have a press where journalists and proprietors are free to express a variety of views. I think what we don't have is, and that's why the Leveson Inquiry has come into being, is the freedom of people who are featured in the press to say, actually, that's not what happened, or that's not what I said, or this is something that's seriously damaging to me and my family. People who want to answer back don't have freedom, and that's where the trouble started, and that's why the Leveson Inquiry was set up, that people felt very, very badly treated and had no redress at all, and that's not freedom.
Well, it looks at the moment like Leveson is going to recommend to the Prime Minister that there be a form of statutory regulation. Do you think David Cameron should go along with this?
Well, it depends what's meant by statutory. I mean, there's a very good piece by David Alan Green, who blogs in the New Statesman, explaining the different meanings of statutory. He's a lawyer, and I recommend my journalism students and anybody who's interested to read that. Because it doesn't mean state control, it just means that anybody that's set up to regulate the press, to take the place of the press council, I mean, there has been a body to regulate the press, it's just that it didn't do it, and that's the problem. That anybody, any organisation that is set up to enable the press to behave responsibly, and let's call it an enabling kind of legislation, so that journalists who want to behave ethically and write ethical stories and disagree with their proprietors will be enabled to do so. So it could be some sort of enabling body. And it has to be backed. It just has to have the ability to make a difference. If it's just an advisory body, then people can just ignore it. And that's what's happened in the past. So we don't know what Leveson is going to say, but I'm sure he'll be looking for a formula which will say, yes, there's going to be freedom of expression, but there also is a right to privacy, and there has to be freedom for people to answer back. And journalists have to have freedom to say to their editors, I'm not doing this, this is wrong. So hopefully he will be able to guarantee all of those freedoms, and that there will be some mechanism that will make sure that happens, that it doesn't just all fall apart like it did before.
Do you think it would be beneficial for the press to be regulated in a similar way to the broadcast media, or would that be going too far?
Well, I don't think there's any suggestion that that will happen, because the broadcast media are required to be impartial and they're required to be balanced. Whereas there's no way that you could require the Daily Mail or the Guardian, you know, or the Independent indeed, or the Telegraph, to represent all sides. I mean, they have a point of view, they have an editorial line, and I think that's one of the arguments, that they've got to be free to take an editorial line. However, they must be accurate, they must be factually accurate. I mean, that's my big bugbear, as you probably know. I mean, you have to check your facts, you have to make sure that you're not lying. So, yes, I think that the press is different from broadcasters. But what people have said is that broadcasters are not inhibited from doing investigative journalism by the fact that they're regulated. You know, it doesn't stop them unearthing scandals and finding things out that people don't want you to know. But it can't be the same. It can't be the same. The press has to be allowed to have a point of view, which broadcasters are not really supposed to have.
Well, as the influence of the newspapers declines and the readership declines, would it be good to have a broadcast media that is perhaps allowed to editorialise, and maybe we'd end up having more people engaged in news and current affairs?
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem there, I think is that people are worried about the Fox News syndrome, which just doesn't really care about representing the full story at all. And the point about the broadcast media is that it goes straight into every home. I mean, we 100% of homes in the UK have access to the broadcast media. So you can't, in a sense, protect yourself from from all this editorialising. I mean, if I don't like what the Daily Telegraph says, I don't have to buy it. But if I want to watch the news, you know, and the BBC news or the ITV news, I mean, that's different. It comes straight into the home and I'm kind of stuck with it. So people have much less freedom to choose, in a sense, with broadcasting because it is so universal and it's a different kind of medium. I mean, certainly there is editorialising because you do get comment programmes, you get satire, you get a lot of comment in drama and comedy. You get things like "Have I got news for you?" and so on. So, I mean, it's not as if there's no comment whatsoever. I mean, there's a great deal of comment or things like Question Time and so on. Radio programmes also have editorial opinions. So it's just the news that has to be impartial.